USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Israel-Hamas conflict now in its 60th day, with Israeli forces conducting a ground assault in southern Gaza, targeting suspected hiding places of Hamas leaders. The United Nations has issued a warning of an escalating humanitarian crisis as the campaign in the region persists. Senate Republicans are staunchly opposed to President Biden's request for aid to Ukraine and Israel unless it's accompanied by big changes in border policy. That's according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. While expressing support for Ukraine and Israel, McConnell emphasized that national security begins at the U.S.-Mexico border. Republicans are advocating for stricter controls on asylum and other immigration programs. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has released his hold on certain military promotions, despite the Pentagon's abortion policy remaining unchanged.
They didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted, and, you know, just, when they change the rules, it's hard to win.
The Senate then quickly approved more than 400 promotions. House Republicans intend to unveil additional surveillance footage from the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. That's according to Speaker Mike Johnson.
We want transparency. We should demand it. The American people do. House Republicans trust the American people to draw their own conclusions.
However, faces of individuals will be blurred to prevent potential retaliation or charges by the Justice Department. It's worth noting the Department of Justice has long had access to the footage and has utilized it in over 1,000 criminal cases against people connected to the attack. President Biden expressed uncertainty about running for re-election, stating he might not have entered the race if Trump weren't a contender. During a campaign reception on Tuesday, Biden emphasized the importance of preventing Trump from winning. Making multiple campaign stops in the Boston area, he referred to Trump as the election denier in chief. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Leaders from Harvard, MIT, and University of Pennsylvania testified before Congress regarding their management of anti-Semitism on campus. The presidents of the institutions defended their policies in a House subcommittee hearing. Virginia Fox, a Republican from North Carolina, asserted in her opening remarks that campuses have become a focal point for anti-Semitism, particularly following the October attack on Israel by Hamas. The past decade has been declared the hottest on record, with scientists noting an alarming surge in the rate of climate change. A recent report from the World Meteorological Organization reveals a significant increase in planet heating pollution in the atmosphere, resulting in record high land and ocean temperatures. The report anticipates that this year will surpass previous records, marked by 6 consecutive months of unprecedented global temperatures. What kind of list has Taylor Swift, Barbie, and Chinese President Xi Jinping?
Well, they're all on the honored list for Time Magazine's 2023 Person of the Year, Time unveiling that final list yesterday. Others on the list include Hollywood strikers, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, prosecutors of former President Trump. The Time Person of the Year will be announced tomorrow. I'm Corey Myers.
And 3 Pixar films that were initially released exclusively on streaming platforms during the COVID-19 pandemic, Soul, Turning Red, and Luca, are set to return to theaters in 2024. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.